Honolulu Civil Beat brings us an update on our most expensive public works project ever in the islands. Another deadline missed. That's our reality check today. Marcel Henry on the line. Good morning.
Hey, Catherine. Happy Aloha Friday.
Happy Aloha Friday. So, gosh, Triple P, little hand-wringing over that?
Yeah, you know, there were a couple of HART board committee meetings yesterday, and, you know, these are all virtual, so I was just checking in along with other members of the public. And it's interesting because, as you mentioned, you know, we've been talking about public-private partnerships for rail, a big one that's been touted as a way to reduce a lot of the risk and just a good approach going forward to try and get this very difficult project through the heart of Honolulu, you know, into the urban core. And, they've been working on this for a couple of years, and it's already about a year pushed back as far as the deadlines that they've been setting. They just keep pushing it back and back and back. And they were finally, you know, they did get proposals in July, in late July, from private firms, basically joint firms, you know, joint ventures that are looking to bid for this work. It's valued at least $1.4 billion. And so they got those proposals. The way this typically works is it goes about another month where they evaluate it, and then they'll issue an award. But August 27th came and went. There was no indication of whether they're seeking a best and final offer or, frankly, what is going on with this. And sorry, that's a long windup just to say that, you know, that was 2 weeks ago, and then they just had some committee meetings yesterday. And, you know, there was just some very interesting comments from board members. And it's really, you know, you want to be careful not to totally over-speculate. But at the very best, you know, you could say these might be conservative comments just to try and, being as cautious, you know, as possible. But at worst, it might be cryptic as far as, you know, what they might be aware of behind the scenes and how the process has been going, basically just questioning whether or not this P3 process is going to actually succeed at the end of all of this and what that might mean going forward.
Yeah, so it sounded like they were saying, what is going to be our plan B if we don't have an announcement here pretty quick about who's going to do this private-public partnership?
Right, and Plan B would generally entail a design-build process. That's kind of a very typical term, you know, how they do a lot of these giant capital projects where one firm does both the design and the building work. And so whether they would revert back to that versus kind of this more complicated, structured P3 deal, the problem is that would take at least 8 months to do a re-procurement based on what the HART executive director is saying.
And we still don't know what the federal government's going to do, right?
That's looming in the background as well. You know, they've been very patient. Honolulu, you know, they have this deal with the city, $1.55 billion grant agreement. And, you know, the city's basically been in breach for a very long time now. It hasn't gotten any federal funding for the past 5 years or so, and it's looking to take these steps with this P3 deal to finally get that funding going. But yeah, FTA is watching. HART is trying to say, look, they'll be very flexible. You know, we're not the only ones dealing with issues related to COVID-19 right now. But it really just remains to be seen how they would react if this long-touted P3 effort basically fizzles.
Yeah, because we're going to be needing some more money with our hotel room tax, not in good shape at this point.
Yeah.
And the excise tax.
Right. They need that federal money, for cash flow. They're facing a cash crunch. So all of these pieces have to fit together. And there's just so much uncertainty right now as to whether that's going to happen.
Yeah, just what we need, more hand-wringing. But I guess that's... you know, those are the breaks. That's what COVID brings, and we've got to get through this. So we'll be anxiously waiting to see if there is an announcement about P3 or not in the weeks to come.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks so much, Marcel.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Henry with today's reality check. To read his transportation stories, visit civilbeat.org.